everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a player who took part in this year's World Junior Hockey Championship in BC, and now he's hoping to backstop his club to a long OHL playoff run out of the Eastern Conference. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Liam Foudy of the London Knights. He picked up 8 points in 3 games last week with 4 goals and 4 assists and was a +8. The Columbus Blue Jackets prospect putting up some big numbers for the London Knights this season as the 18-year-old from Scarborough playing in his 3rd season with the Knights, who chose him in the first round of the 2016 OHL Priority Selection, then went in the first round of the 2018 National Hockey League Entry Draft by the Blue Jackets. Meantime, a player who has been signed to a contract by the Boston Bruins is goaltender Kyle Kaiser of the Oshawa Generals. The Coral Springs, Florida native was part of Team USA's silver medal performance at the World Junior Hockey Championship. Now he's helping the Generals in a battle for positioning in the Eastern Conference and hoping this season goes deep into the playoffs.
It's been great. Obviously, this past couple weeks have had some change with a little shakeup of our roster, but honestly, I feel like the guys here right now, we're gelling really quickly, and that's important at this time of the season going into playoffs in 20 games or so, and we feel like we're getting good chemistry, and I'm confident in this team, and we've played well so far this season, and we just got to keep that rolling going into playoffs.
Must be fun to be at your end of the rink and watch some of the veterans going down and scoring. You know, Anthony Salinitri's come over and put up a lot of goals. I'm sure as a goaltender, you say, hey, thanks very much. Keep it down there and keep scoring, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had some contributions from some huge players on our team. Everyone contributes every night, but like you said, Sally's come over from Sarnia and absolutely lit it up. Seems like he's found his comfort here in Oshawa, and he's a big part of our team, scoring goals, like you said. And Sajo coming over from Hamilton now, he's only been with us for 5 games, but he's already made a stamp pretty quickly. So you play against those guys throughout the league and throughout the past couple of years, and you have a lot of respect for them, but I think even when they're on your team and you see their work habits in practice and every day, and you gain even more respect and you see why they're successful in this league and why they're putting up the points and the numbers that they are. And it doesn't go unnoticed in just being leaders and having a big impact on our team every single night. So I'm definitely thankful that guys like that are shooting on the other end and not on me. So that always makes it a little bit better. Watching them put pucks in the other net, not mine.
Exactly. You're a veteran. You've been around for a few years now. How have you grown as a member of the Oshawa Generals?
I feel like it's just more of a maturity thing. When you're a young kid in this league, as I was, a 16-year-old, it's hard on an everyday basis to be consistent and come here and work. And I think throughout the years as I've gotten older, I think it's just become a lot easier for me, and just becoming on a consistent basis, knowing what I got to do on and off the ice every single day to become successful and be successful. And I always go by the motto that you respect the game, the game respects you back. So that's kind of the way I approach every single day. And I heard that from our coach at the World Juniors, Mike Hastings, and it kind of stuck with me. And it's something that I'm going to use going forward. And I would say just becoming consistent and making sure that every single day I come to work on and off the ice and working on things that that need to be worked on and perfecting things that I already feel like I've got good at. So it's just that having that mindset every day and becoming a leader here, showing the young guys what it takes to become a professional and what it takes to win in this league and be successful.
You talked about the World Juniors. You've had a couple weeks since it has gone by, so now you can kind of maybe take that overall look. How do you feel about just that whole experience playing at such a prestigious tournament?
It was incredible. It was something that I will never forget for the rest of my life. Once-in-a-lifetime experience, something I definitely don't take for granted. I felt when I got selected for that team, it was probably the happiest moment I've had in a long time. And just getting to build lifelong memories with friends and teammates and people I'll consider family for the rest of my life, and still keeping up with those guys now that we're back home and those guys are playing either in college and juniors or wherever. So it was just an incredible tournament, and unfortunately, obviously, we fell a little bit short, but we were still really proud of ourselves and the way we approached every day, and we gave ourselves a chance to win to the last minute of the game. And we go in and we have no regrets, and we're proud of USA Hockey. I'm proud to be a part of USA Hockey, and it's something that anytime you get to wear the colors of your country, it's really special. It's something that you don't take lightly, at least I don't. Just having that experience to be able to play with those 23 guys is pretty special and something I'll be I'm thankful for the rest of my life.
Obviously, here we hear about how important that tournament is to Canadian hockey players, but I guess mm-hmm. We can't overlook that as an American player, that was on your list too as one of the things you wanted to accomplish and a dream to accomplish. That obviously you got to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. At the beginning of the season, that was a huge goal of mine, being at the summer camp with those guys and knowing that I could compete at that level and play at that level. And throughout the whole first half of the season, I expressed that to our management when I came in for the beginning of the season, that was a huge goal of mine, that I wanted to make that World Junior team. And I wanted to play there and be a part of those guys. So, and I think it's growing. Like you said, it's a huge thing in Canada, and I think in the U.S., it's growing pretty rapidly too. That's a huge deal for us in USA Hockey, that we go there and that we expect to win gold and we expect to be at the top with those countries. So it's special, and they reiterated that message the whole time, and I feel like we represented our country pretty well.
You talked earlier about that just approach to your day-to-day situation, whether it's games, whether it's practice, come to work. I've got to think you were able to take a lot of that in as well with your dealings now with the Boston Bruins.
Yeah, no, every time I go to Boston, it's an eye-opening experience, and it's something that I really try to soak in as much as I can from the goalies up there and the staff and just even the players, too, on how they prepare. Like, you go there and you see Bergeron and Rask and Marchie, and all those guys are just in the gym every single day and stretching on their off time. They're not just sitting around. They're doing whatever they can to make themselves better, and it's just something that I kind of take in every day and realize that if you want to be the best and you want to be in the situation that those guys are, and they've been professionals for 10, 15 years or however long, and there's a reason that they're there, and the reason that they're sustaining success for so long is because they put in the work every day. So I just try to take whatever I can from them and just talking a little bit and trying to gain as much knowledge and knowing what it takes to get to their level. So that I can bring that back here to Oshawa and not only do it for myself, but try and help show some of the younger guys that may not know what it takes to be a pro on a consistent basis.
That was Kyle Kaiser of the Oshawa Generals. That's going to do it for our show this week. You have been listening to OHL News, presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.